Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the C-Project Polestar third quarter of 2009 results conference call. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode. Later on, we will conduct a question-and-answer session, and instructions will follow at that time. If anyone should require assistance during the conference, press star, then zero on your telephone keypad. And just to remind you all, this conference call is being recorded. I'd now like to hand over to the chairperson, Mr. Dominic Nebiski. Please begin your meeting and I'll be standing by.
Thank you very much, operator. Welcome everyone at the conference of C-Project Polestar presenting Q3 results of 2009. First of all, it's in the first slide which you see on page number 4, we started to compare our results to competitions. Unfortunately, only one of our competitors published the results which are audited. It's Platform N, who was recently purchased by TVN. So we have this limited comfort to show you how C-Project Polestar performs in the market, in the competitive market. So our gross addition in the 9 months ending September 30, 2009 were 431 in comparison to 439 a year ago. So it looks that the dynamic of the market is still good. And we compare ourselves to the gross sales of Platform N, which was in the same time 162,000. Our subscriber base grew by 73,000 in Q3, up to 2.9 million. In the same time, Platform N grew by 14,000. So, again, we are happy to outperform our competitors. The total number of the users of our set-top boxes amounted to 3.5 million. This is the figure we give for the second time, I believe, because, again, our competitors started to show the Televisión a Carte, which is kind of a prepaid offer, and this is exactly the same mechanism which our customers in this environment of close to 600,000 can use. They can pay whenever they want for as long period of time as they wish, minimum 1 month. We had 36,000 of MVNO users as September 30th. This number is lower than reported in at the end of Q2, but it's due to the change of the accent in our sales. Today we are focused only on postpaid customers. Before we were following the market trends where 80% of our sales were prepaid and only about 20 were postpaid. Today we reverse this trend, selling practically only postpaid. Prepaid is only in addition to the postpaid. It's worth to mention that 65% of our newly concluded agreements in Q3 are based on the leasing of the equipment. Our results in Q3 were impacted by Polish zloty weakness. To remind you, the reason for that is that 50% of our costs are denominated in euro and Polish zloty. Tomasz will elaborate on that in his part of the presentation. In Q3, the revenue were up by 11% to 323 million. EBITDA amounted to 83 million. Adjusted EBITDA, because from the moment the Polish zloty became so weak, we decided to show you what are the fundamentals of our business, which depend on us, not on the environment, the microeconomic environment we are working in. So adjusted EBITDA by when we deduct the impact of weak Polish zloty was 100 million zloty, net profit 60 and respectively adjusted 75 million. What happened in Q3? Main events. We see the increasing number of the customers who are interested in purchasing HD boxes. So we introduced the second supplier. Today, till today, we had only Samsung as a supplier of HD boxes. Now we have also EcoStar. And also in the same time we introduced to the market the new box, also HD, but also equipped with the DVR function and hard drive with the capacity of the hard drive for 320 gigabits. This year we started our promotions earlier. Our Q4 promotions a little bit earlier because we started them already in Q3, and we started with the promotion which is pretty much innovative in the market. It means that our customers could try our offer, full offer, for 4 months without any payment, but also they had to sign up for the highest possible tier to get access to this promotion. Of course, during this time they have the right to discontinue this agreement and downgrade to certain by us indicated tier. Usually it was family tier. We believe that these kind of promotions will have a positive impact on the package mix and consequently on the ARPU. We extended in Q3 our programming offer. On top of TVP Sport and TVP Info added in previous quarters, we added three more channels, Polsat HD, Polsat Football, and Polsat Film. Polsat Football replaced Polsat Sport Extra in the package Relax Mix, who was downgraded and enriched our family package offer. Polsat Film is available from the Minimax level, and Polsat HD is offered for free for all those customers who decided to purchase HD box. We believe that we will still bring some new channels to our offer this year. We signed an agreement with Eutelsat on renting satellite capacity. This is transponder number 4. So we have 4 transponders right now in our possession, and this transponder will be dedicated to provide services from VOD category. Broadly speaking, we'll come up with the offer, we hope, still this year. Technically, we're ready. What we are now doing is the final stage of the negotiations with the studios for the content. We believe that this offer will have a positive impact on the ARPU because from the day one, it will be available to all our customers, so it means to the universe of the close to 3 million customers. Today we announced that in last days we purchased 45% shares in M.Punkt Holding, the company which owns M.Punkt, also the sales network of specializing in telecommunication services. For the 45% stake, we spent 24.6 million and we have the guarantee, we have the right to purchase the rest. only thing which can withhold this process is the consent of UOKiK, Polish Anti-Monopoly Office, whose green light is required by law. M-Punkt is a well-functioning distribution network, as I said, and we believe it will give a good impulse to the development of our network. To remind you, we have 1,200 points of sales which are working with us, but they are independent companies who provide us with the selling services. Our plan is to offer Polkomtel, because M-Punkt is the main distributor of Polkomtel products, about 22% of their sales, to continue the cooperation, because we believe that our product is not competitive to the Polkomtel. Our strategy is to sell integrated services, multiplay, TV, internet, and telephony, based on our MVNO services. Obviously, Polkomtel does not have the TV services in their offer, and we don't believe that our telephony offer standalone will be ever competitive with Polkomtel. So all the customers who come to our new point of sales endpoint, in which there will be both offers, if they come only for the telephony, their obvious choice will be Plus. If they want TV enriched with TV and internet and maybe telephony, their only choice will be Cyfrowy Polsat. That's why we believe we can support Polkomtel as it was done till now. M-Punkt has 200 shops located in 150 cities in Poland, in the really very best locations. On the slide number 7, you can see that the company is doing really well, they are profitable, and what is very important, the company is debt-free. So we are buying healthy business, which we hope will contribute to the development of our multi-play strategy. On slide number 9, you can see the charts of the growth of our subscribers. So you see that we grew our subscriber base by 73,000. 32,000 of those customers joined family and premium packages. 41,000 is Mini and Mini Max. To remind you, the net additions is the result of the function number of the subscribers plus sales minus churn. So, speaking about churn, our churn, as we reported, is for last few quarters, went up to from 9.4 to 10.1%. But what you would like to draw your attention to is that by being a public company for 1 year and a half, or we found out that there are different models of defining the churn. And we looked at the definition provided by Sky B in Great Britain, and we believe that their definition a little bit better describes actual situation, actual process of development of churn. What is the difference? Because our definition of churn is the number of DTH customers over a given period who terminate their subscription. But Sky gives another twist to it, because they said net of former customers who reinstate their subscription in that period. And applying this ID definition to our subscriber base, we came with the new figures, which you can see on the page number 10. The new churn would be, according to that definition, will be 7.9%, because there is, the reason for that is that there are some people who decided to reinstate their subscription through point of sales, terminating the agreement first and then showing up in the point of sales. They never gave us a chance to implement our retention programs because they already did everything in the same time. So this actually, we believe, better reflects the situation in the platform. Today, 80% of our subscriber base is Family Plus, 20% is Mini and Mini Max. In last 12 months, our subscriber base grew by 514,000. We share this figure because it's very close to the number of the N platform total subscriber base, which this platform needed 3 years to gather this amount of the customers. On chart number 11, on page number 11, you will see the development of the ARPU. ARPU in the family package grew by 3%. The reason of the growth of the ARPU is that we still see the growing sales of the premium content. Plus, there is a certain number of the customers who are coming out from the initial term, in which, according to IFRS, their ARPU is diluted because of the promotions they benefited from in this period of time. ARPU of the mini package for the first time grew by 8% in this quarter, because this is the effect of the new package, Mini Max. We are in the beginning of the road because we started this package in 2008, and we are giving our customers 12 months for free period to try these channels who are in this package. So we'll see the effect of the migration of the customers in the coming quarters. And now we came to the financial overview, and I'm giving the floor to Tomasz. Please.
Thank you, Dominik. Good afternoon to everyone. Financial section starts on page number 13. We start with financial highlights in Q3 2009. You can see that our revenues were at the level of 323 million, and it was 11% increase, mainly due to a 23% increase in the average number of subscribers. Our operating costs were impacted, as Dominik said, by foreign exchange fluctuations. Just to give you two examples, zloty depreciated in the analyzed period versus euro by 25% and versus US dollar by 30%. Taking into consideration this fact that 50% of our costs are denominated in foreign currencies, it has to influence our operating costs and margins. That's why, in order to show you that our business is very sound, we exclude the negative impact of FX fluctuations just to show you the business reasons of changes in different financial categories. Our operating costs were at the level of 252 million. However, 19 million were connected with weaker zloty, and adjusted operating costs were 233 million, and it was up by 24%. EBITDA and EBITDA margin were at the levels respectively 83 million and 25.5%, and adjusted categories 100 million and 31.1%. The same positive trends in adjusted net income we can observe. On page 14, you've got the same trends connected with the first 9 months of the year. That's why I will move directly to slide number 15, just to show you the more details about our revenues. Our revenues grew by 11% as a result of the increase in the subscription fees. What is important and is described on the right-hand side graph, subscription fees accounted for 92% of the total revenues, and definitely it proves the stability of the business because these revenues are diversified between our nearly 3 million customers all over the Poland. On the left-hand side graph, you can see different revenue categories, and what is important, our subscription fees are still growing on the quarterly basis by 17% and reach the level of 297 million. Revenues from equipment sales on the quarterly basis decreased by 11 million, meaning 50%, and this is the trend connected with the fact that our customers prefer leasing instead of buying our set-top boxes. On page number 16, the same revenues, but in the first 9 months of the year, I would just comment that we can observe the same trends, and that, as I discussed in the previous slide, I would like only to add and discuss three other positions. First one, revenues from sales of signal transmission services. They grew by 6 million, meaning 82%. And this position is highly correlated with our programming costs because we provide with these services the broadcasters, we pay also license fees. That's why in order to show our business in a better way, you should exclude from programming costs or you should net programming costs by these revenues. Change of stock value, this is the numbers in the table. Change of stock value increased by 24 million, and this is connected with the fact that we produced our own set-top boxes, and this is the value of set-top boxes that were produced within the first 9 months of the year and were placed on stock and will be sold in the near future. And last but not least, revenues from the rental of property and equipment. There were 9 million. Last year we didn't have such revenues, and this is connected with the fact that beginning in January this year, we started to cooperate with the external company that provides us with call center services, and at the same time rent from us space and equipment. So again, in order to show our business in a better way, you should net these revenues with call center costs. On slide number 17, we presented our operating costs. As I said, they were impacted by weaker zloty, and this amount accounted for 19 million, out of which 14.4 went to programming costs and 4.3 went to transmission services costs. Our programming costs without the impact of FX fluctuations grew by 18 million, meaning 32%, as a result of two main factors. First one, growth in the subscriber base, bigger subscriber base, more money we pay to broadcasters because we pay per subscriber. And the second reason is new content board. We decided to enrich our offer, and we bought new channels, as Dominik said, and it had an influence also on our programming costs. Second position, signal transmission services costs, without the impact of FX, grew by 3 million, and the main result was the new transponder capacity we bought in Q2 for the new services from the category of video on demand. And as our security assets for current transponders we use. Distribution, marketing, and customer relation management costs increased by 36% and reached the level of 59 million as a result of growing distribution, call center, and marketing costs. I know from the talks with you that this position is of interest of you. That's why I will go into more details and we'll analyze different categories. Distribution costs grew by 7 million, meaning 34%. However, you have to know that more than 3 million out of the 7 million came from the accounting effect of commissions paid in 2007 and 2008, where we had a huge increase in the number of subscribers. What's more, we should compare this position to Q3 2007 instead of 2008, which is much more representative here. And last but not least, in comparison to Q2 2009, our subscriber acquisition cost decreased by 15% from the level of 133 to 113. Call center costs grew by 7 million, 90%, but here, please remember that 3 million from the 7 million should be netted by rental revenues we have, and that's why we are talking about 4 million. And this increase was connected with the bigger subscriber base in order to have the same quality of service for our growing subscriber base. We need to spend more hours and more money on consultants. And the second reason is our retention program we implemented in Q2, and we dedicated special forces to service the customers in the retention program. And last but not least, marketing costs grew by 3 million, meaning 32%, as a result of our local marketing activities we conducted in Q3, and also as a result of quicker start of our promotional offer. It started August the 24th. I would like also to underline that in Q4, we will have the mailing costs. We didn't have such costs in Q3, so please take that into consideration. And from the historical point of view, Q4 is usually observe higher distribution and marketing costs connected with the fact that the subscriber acquisitions are relatively high and we spend more money on advertisements. And it will have a negative impact on our margins. However, these customers we acquire in Q4 will have positive impact on our results in the coming three other quarters of the year. Slide number 18, operating costs in the first 9 months of 2009. Generally, the same trends can be observed in this period. They were also impacted by foreign exchange fluctuations, which accounted for 78 million, out of which 65 went to programming costs and 13 went to signal transmission services costs. On this slide, I would like to discuss only two positions in the table. Materials and energy used grew by 16 million and IT services grew by 8 million. And this is also connected with the production of our own set-top boxes. We treat the costs we spent on production of our own set-top boxes into different categories of costs. And these two categories are the most important. So growing production of our own set-top boxes influence also these categories of costs. And the costs are connected not only with the decoders we sold, but also with the decoders we produce and put on stock. Slide number 19 presents EBITDA reconciliation. On the right-hand side graph, you can see that reported numbers show the 15% decrease in the EBITDA. However, when you take into consideration negative impact of FX fluctuations, you could observe that adjusted EBITDA grew by 10%. And graph on the left-hand side shows that our organic growth is at the level of 53 million. The last slide I would like to comment is connected with cash flows. To be honest, my favorite one. We started the year with the cash in hand of 246 million. During the first 9 months, we generated cash from operations at the level of 122 million, and this is a very satisfactory result, taking into consideration the fact that we financed the production of our own set-top boxes that were placed on stock, and we leased a high number of set-top boxes. Our CapEx was at the level of 26 million, 22 million less, lower in comparison to the same period of last year. However, last year we started the project of MVNO. During the period, we paid three installments of our credit facility and also interest with the total amount of 51 million. And in June, we paid the first tranche of dividend of 134 million. The third quarter we finished with cash in hand of 157 that exceeded our outstanding debt by 94 million. In October the 21st, we paid the second tranche of dividend of 65 million, and we also financed with our own sources the purchase of 24% share in M-Punkt, and we are also ready and have money to acquire more when we've got the working decision. Thank you very much, Dominique.
On the last slide of our presentation, page 21, you will see the factors which can affect our results in coming quarters. We decided to expand our programming offer. We spoke about the channels we already introduced. We have a couple more coming, but the effect on the programming cost per subscriber paid in the basic tier and LX Mix, we believe, will be neutral because we have a lot of agreements which are coming to the end in the Q4 and Q1, and we believe we can renegotiate them and the savings dedicated to the new programming to make our offer more interesting for the customers. There are six factors which can have the positive impact on the ARPU development. Some of them I already discussed, but maybe I will repeat all of them at this moment. So first, we have a certain number of the subscribers beyond the initial period of the agreement whose ARPU will not be diluted anymore. We see the migration of the mini package subscribers to the mini max package. We just launched a new HD package, which we are in the final stage of creation. We believe that about 3 to 4 channels will be implemented on top of existing 6. And then the package will be very interesting for the customers. We are planning to launch in the coming days, weeks as I should say, a new service based on the video on demand category, and it will have the positive impact on the ARPU. New promotions, they show that the change in the package mix in the right direction, so there people are willing to pay more and subscribe to the higher tiers. That might also be the good sign of the end of the economic slowdown in Poland.
Last but not least, introduction of the new terms and conditions. This is required by law. All the platforms has to do this. We believe we can do something which will not only minimize the potential churn which can be effective because of the implementation of the new terms and conditions. We offer our clients or to sign for the closed period of time with the rollout to the new closed period of time at the end of the first one, or our customers can stay at the agreement they have today, which is for undefined period of time with a 3-month termination notice, but then our customers will have to pay 2 zloty more in each package. At the end of the day, when we are done with the transition, and we believe it will last till Q2 of 2010, then we'll have a subscriber base closed in the defined period of time. In the consequence, the churn will be lower in this customer group, or they will pay more for the liberty of terminating the contract whenever they want, but the ARPU on those customers will be 2 zloty higher. Now, very important message. We are coming to the end of preparation to launch our integrated offer, multi-play offer, which we started 3 years ago with the preparation to launch MVNO. December 1st, we are planning to launch a friendly user test of the broadband internet based on the 900 MHz and 850 MHz frequency. The technology we choose is HSPA+, which will, of course, in the theoretical situation, give our customer possibility to receive the data with a speed of 21 megabits per second. The network is built by Sferia, and despite the fact that we didn't conclude the agreement for the purchase of the shares in this company, remember we had such a transaction in March, we convinced the management board to reflect the geographical position of our customers in the rollout of their network. So we believe that till the moment of the start, there will be about 300 base station located in Poland, covering 50% plus of the population. Okay, so I believe that with this we cover most of the field. Maybe it's worth to mention that we plan to launch the commercially broadband internet in the beginning of the 2010 with a fully integrated offer with the packages of TV and internet and telephony under one agreement and in one portfolio of the product in the beginning of Q2. But the start of the selling of the internet on top of television, like it is right now with the MVNO, will be launched probably will be launched in Q1 2010. So that concludes our presentation, and operator, we are ready to take the questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you do have a question at this time, press star 1 on your telephone keypad to cancel the question. Press the hash or pound key. Once again, that's star 1 to register for a question or a comment, and the hash or pound key to cancel. There will be a short silence for participants registered for questions. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you do have a question at this time, press star 1 on your telephone keypad. We have a question coming from the line of Haji Kanuli. Please go ahead with your question and also your company's name.
Good afternoon, here is Rajin Kumar from Erste Bank. I've got three questions, if I may. My first question goes to the offered services, video on demand. I was wondering whether the set-top boxes that you are currently offering or you have been offering to your customers, whether they enable to receive these VOD videos or whether you need to upgrade the receivers, and if so, for what effect can we expect for this new service to be dedicated? That's my first question. My second question goes to the pay TV market as such. If you could elaborate, or according to your numbers, what is the pay TV penetration now? What is your market share? And where do you see the pay TV market in, let's say, 2 or 3 years' time? And the last question, when looking at your MVNO operations, there was a 24 million EBITDA loss in the third quarter. Wouldn't it be better to terminate the operations and fully cooperate with Polkomtel, you know, to offer the services of Polkomtel? Or when do you see if this is not an issue, when do you see MVNO to break even? Thank you.
Okay, thank you. The first question regarding VOD. We use such a term VOD category. We don't want to disclose all the aspects of the project, but what we can say today is there will be no capex related to the set-top boxes on the client side. The capex which we had to spend on our uplink station was at the level of 2.8 million zloty. And when we start this service, all customers, 2.9 million, without any extra effort, will be able to use these services. The second question, pay TV environment, the problem is that, as I said in the beginning, we can compare ourselves only to M, because no other player in the market gives the figures. So, I can't answer your question. What I can tell you is that at the end of 2008, our market share was 59% on DTH. Today, I have no idea because Cifra Plus since then haven't said what is their number of the customers. ATV in Poland today, we can assume only what it is, it's about 70%, 69-70%, because there's this question mark about Cifra Plus. Cable operators do not increase their subscriber base. It's CAGR of growth of cable operators in the last 5 years was at the level of 2%. In the same time, DTH operators grew by 45-47%. So, having in mind that we can only base on figures given by us and that's all I can tell you. There is also a new player in the market, TPSA, but it's difficult to say in which category their customers are, because we know only how many set-top boxes were given away by TPSA. They never mentioned how many of these subscribers are paying for the services. So that's the situation we have right now in Poland. MVNO is our strategic product. It's when we were going public, we announced what is our strategy. Our strategy is to be a multi-play operator, to build on top of TV two more services, telephony and internet. Telephony we were able to launch earlier, but still we never expected that it will be a huge success on its own. We believe in the integrated offer of the three services PaaS as the one. You said something about the cooperation with Polkomtel, which I didn't understand what was the... we have our national roaming agreement based on the agreement with ERA, which is T-Mobile operation in Poland. And we based on the infrastructure MVNO. Infrastructure means that we built our core system, we have our own billing system, we have interconnect points with all operators in Poland. We can benefit from the interconnect revenues, which are asymmetrical. We receive for each call today 40 groszy, while in the same time we pay to the operators 17 groszy. Based on this, we can produce our own product and be independent from the operators. But I would like to again underline, our MVNO product is only an intermediate step to the integrated triple play offer, which will launch in the beginning of will start in Q1 2010 and will be fully visible for you and our customers in beginning of Q2 2010.
Yeah, thanks for the answer.
Our second question comes from the line of Anna Bosson. Please go ahead with your question and announce your company's name.
Yes, hi, it's Anna Bosson from UniCredit. Thanks very much for taking my question. The first question is just concerning, I'm not sure if I misheard or it wasn't stated, but how many outlets Inpunkt will have. And secondly, if you can talk a little bit about the SAC cut in the third quarter and how you achieved that. And also you mentioned here that you're going to have 300 base stations covering 50% of the population. I wasn't quite clear on when that will be, so if you could give me some idea on that, that would be lovely. Thank you.
Yes, 200 point of sales in Inpunkt, and located in 150 cities across Poland. So that's the first answer to your first point. The second, I'm sorry, I didn't understand. Could you repeat?
Anna, you promised me to speak slowly.
Sorry. Okay, then. The second question was, I think, on your SAC cuts, your subscriber acquisition costs, and how they fell in the third quarter.
Subscriber acquisition cost, as I said during the presentation, was at the level of 113 zloty. In comparison to 133 in Q2 2009.
And why did it fall?
Because of our commissions policy, we decided to
maybe I'll try to take over. The commissions paid to the point of sales are not given once and forever. The very best example, you can see that in 2008 we were able to press them down really hard, but we are always saying that this is something exceptional, that we believe that the commissions paid, so the fact we paid in 2007 reflects actually the need of the how we should support the network. And the figure just given to you by Tomasz actually proves that theory, because in 2007 our SAC was 112 zloty and 80 groszy, and today is 113, so it's almost exactly the same. There are certain mechanisms which we can use, but I can't disclose them because probably, as you know, the competition is listening as well to this presentation.
Okay. Thanks.
The last question is 300 base station. They should be ready for the commercial launch of our services, but it's of course not in our power. That's the message we get from Sveria, which builds this base station, this network. As you know, we had a plan to be a shareholder in this company, but because of the external circumstances, we withdrew from that transaction. So it's only what I can say, what I was assured by the management board of Sveria.
That makes sense. Is that from the beginning of next year, more or less? That's when your commercial launch is planned, isn't it?
Exactly.
And can I ask how many customers you might be able to provide a 21 megabit service to, just to get an idea?
You can count that each base station can provide the services to 550 customers.
Great. Thank you very much.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you have a question at this time, press star 1 on your telephone keypad. We appear to have no further questions at this time, sir, so I'll hand the conference back to you.
Thank you very much, everyone, for attending this conference, and I hope to meet with you or hear your question again in 2 months from now. Thank you very much. Have a good night.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your participation. This concludes today's conference. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.